This is Saskia Machu of the Sabre Government Information Services, bringing you round three of Ask Dr. Kuhn. Hi, Dr. Kuhn, and thanks for taking the time once again to address the community.
Good afternoon, Saskia. Happy to answer questions that the community may have.
I know that the Public Health Department has been quite busy. Can you give us an update?
Yes, we are still at 2 confirmed positive patients and a 3rd suspected patient, all from one cluster over 2 weeks ago. Since then, we have tested many people, including close contacts of the positive cases, and have so far only had negative results. These negative results strengthen our understanding that the virus was not widespread in Sabre when we found our first patients. Had this been the case, we would have also seen more people admitted to the hospital at some point during our first 2 weeks of staying at home, as about 1 in 5 COVID patients require medical care.
Can you explain the extension of the lockdown by the additional 2 weeks?
With COVID-19, we know that people can be infected without symptoms. And there could also be people with mild symptoms who have not come forward to be tested for different reasons. And thirdly, there's always a small risk of a test being a false negative. Having everyone stay at home was the next step to take to keep our community, and especially the vulnerable people in our community, safe at the time that COVID-19 was suddenly found on Sabre. We made this decision to limit the interaction of people to the bare minimum so that any remaining virus hardly had a chance to spread. So if there are no new cases in the community after the 2 full incubation periods, which is 28 days, the chance of COVID-19 on the island will be minimal. We refer to this as the virus being contained.
What happens after these 2 weeks of lockdown? Can we open back up? And if so, how do we do this?
Once it is safe, this is likely to happen. The current measures are very severe and they are taking a toll on all of us. However, we must realize and accept that we will have to adjust to a new normal, needed to prevent any newly introduced or unnoticed COVID-19 from spreading on Sabre. And as people are still traveling to and from the island for medical purposes, cargo and other services, we have to maintain our safety protocols and quarantining returning travelers. And in a new normal, things like handshaking and other physical contact should remain limited. Hand and cough hygiene will remain extremely important, as will physical distancing where that is possible. And of course, staying at home when you feel sick.
Will there be another lockdown if we get a new case?
Though that decision would be for the outbreak management team, I can say it would depend highly on the situation at that time. We'll continue to monitor the virus and the impact it has in our region and always make the best decision for Sabre. Protecting the community, and especially the vulnerable people, and making sure the healthcare system is not overwhelmed remains the priority number one.
So Dr. Kuhn, many people believe that COVID-19 was circulating on Sabre from the end of last year and the beginning of this one. Could that have been possible?
There were indeed a lot of people ill during those months with flu-like symptoms. But tests that were done showed that those were caused by influenza, the virus that causes the real flu. Furthermore, the spread of the virus from China to the rest of the world is quite well mapped. And even though some countries likely had circulation before a first confirmed case, there's no indication that COVID came to the Caribbean, let alone Sabre, before the end of February or early March.
Earlier you mentioned the small risk of false negatives pertaining to the molecular test. Could you explain that?
With the molecular test, which is the swabbing from nose and throat that tests if you have the virus now, it is possible to have a false negative, meaning the test result is negative, but you are infected. This mostly happens due to the timing of the test. If you do it too late, the virus may be gone already. This may have caused the negative molecular test in the patient that was sent to St. Maarten. This timing problem also makes testing people without symptoms much more unreliable. Another reason for a false negative could be that the swab is not inserted deep enough in the throat or nose. But the public health team has been trained well on this, as can be attested by people who have had the test. It is quite uncomfortable. But yes, because we cannot rule out the possibility entirely, we still need people with symptoms to stay at home until at least 24 hours after they get better, even if a test is negative.
Is it safe to be around people who were in quarantine or people who were tested?
Yeah, we should not stigmatize or avoid people who have been in quarantine or people who were tested or patients who, once they recover from COVID-19. But in general, because this is a time of such uncertainty where COVID-19 is concerned, physical distancing where possible, limiting physical contact like handshakes, and proper hand and cough hygiene will be our new normal.
And the last one for today. What advice can you give the community during this lockdown?
Yeah, there are a few essential things to keep your body and immune system healthy, but that also lower your stress levels. Be active, preferably outside. Take the opportunity to go for walks between 6 and 8 a.m. and 4 and 6 p.m. or take part in any of the online activity sessions. This is important for everyone in our community, but especially for children. Also important to eat well, sleep well, and limit your alcohol consumption. And don't spend too much time on social media and news sites. It's good to be informed about COVID-19, but watching it 24/7 will mostly just cause stress. And lastly, keep connecting with your friends and family, even if it is by phone or WhatsApp for now. But those relationships are very important.
Dr. Kuhn, I want to thank you once again for taking the time out to answer these questions. I also want to thank the community for sending in the questions, and we hope this information was helpful. Until the next round, this is Saskia Machu of the Government Information Services of SABA. If there was something that we missed, please send your questions to info@sabagov.nl. We want to hear from you.